Well, famous until now more for her impossible dimensions than her personality, Barbie has been given a mind and can tell you what she's thinking. Barbie's makers have equipped her with Wi-Fi, allowing children to get inside her head, so long that is, as it's still attached to her plastic body. Because internet-connected Barbie will be able to answer questions and have a two-way conversation with her owner. But internet security experts warn the doll's a disaster and will make children vulnerable in their own home. Penny Timms reports.
Hiya, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl.
In the world of Barbie, a child's imagination can run free, creating a universe of make-believe. Those days could be numbered. Makers of the plastic doll are soon due to roll out their Wi-Fi enabled Barbie. A spokeswoman explains why.
The number one request that we get from girls is that they want to have a conversation with Barbie. So for the very first time, Barbie's actually going to be able to have a two-way dialogue. So using Wi-Fi and speech recognition, this is actually going to be the very first fashion doll that has continuous learning.
Barbie can answer questions and ask some of her own.
Barbie, let's play a game. What game should we play?
Let's play What If? What would your superpower be?
Breathe underwater.
Oh, good one.
Those conversations can be recorded, uploaded to the internet and shared. They're also stored on a server of Toy Talk, the company responsible for the technology. Still Garion is an internet security commentator.
You'd have to be mad to actually buy it. The idea is kind of fun. You give your kids something to play with and it interacts with them. The problem is you are putting a device into the hands of children, which they will have in their private spaces like their bedroom, and you're connecting it to the internet. We've already got reports of a security tester finding a way of hacking into the thing.
Susan Hetherington is from the Queensland University of Technology.
More and more toys, just like more and more of things that we wear and things that we do, are becoming Wi-Fi and smart and enabled. So it is unsurprising that toy manufacturers are trying to muscle in on this space, because what they're really competing with is the fact that, you know, the toy of choice for most children this Christmas will be a phone or a tablet.
The company insists that the doll's Wi-Fi feature can be switched on and off, but Stilgarian says that's of little comfort. He says hackers could intercept the Barbie and make her spurt out questionable phrases.
That raises almost a tinfoil hat paranoid possibility of someone listening for your children to say certain phrases. And then you feed back to them the Barbie saying the phrase of your choice. I mean, you could have them, every time they're talking about kittens, saying kittens are evil, don't trust kittens, or something even more perverse. It sounds like fun to do, almost, in a way, and someone might well do that as a kind of fake or a hoax or something.
Susan Hetherington again.
But beyond that, we might tell our teddy or our doll really, really personal stuff about our feelings on life, and if somebody is hurting us or doing things that they shouldn't do, that sort of information is also being shared. So you basically have a spy in your child's bedroom who's listening to the little girl's innermost thoughts.
Stilgarian says despite the warnings, he doubts this will stop the flow of smart toy technology.
I think we're going to see more and more of this kind of security vulnerability crop up simply because we're getting companies, in this case, it's a toy manufacturer. None of these organisations have a tradition or have the internal company infrastructure to constantly test and retest their devices and issue security updates for it. If we're having trouble convincing people they need to install the security updates on their phone, it's going to be a lot harder to convince them to update the software on their dolls.
Oh, I'm having so much fun!
Well, Barbie, we're just getting started.
Oh, I love you, Ken!
And Penny Timms.